from KQED.
Crews are cautiously gaining ground on the Rim Fire, which as of Friday is 32% contained. It's already scorched more than 200,000 acres of the Sierra, but could have spread even farther if the federal government hadn't brought its biggest weapon to the fight. Grace Rubenstein has more.
Wildfire crews call them the big boys. DC-10 jumbo jets, the kind of passenger airliners you might once have ridden to London. They swoop down at strategic moments over the firefighters on the ground. Each plane dumps a massive payload of iron red fire retardant, weighing in around 100,000 pounds. That's at least four times more than a standard air tanker.
It's kind of the difference between a Dixie cup and a big gulp.
Forest Service spokesman Mike Martin has seen the big boys in action. There are two of them, owned by the company 10 Tanker Air Carrier. Owners say they're the only two retrofitted firefighting DC-10s in the world, and the Rim Fire is using both.
We've taken all the people out, all the cargo out, all the seats out, and in its place we've put this 100,000 pound external on the belly, and then we've light loaded it with fuel because we're never going more than 400 or 500 miles instead of going all the way to Europe.
Rick Hatton, CEO of 10 Tanker, watches as crews fuel up his giant plane at Castle Airport outside the San Joaquin Valley town of Merced. The plane fueling now used to carry passengers for American Airlines in the 1970s and 80s. It's five stories tall, and the workers look minuscule scurrying beneath it.
Well done. Not too bad.
From the runway, we can see a smoky brown haze hanging over the Sierra, with a billowing white plume at its center.
Boy, it looks like a mushroom cloud.
When this plane reaches the fire zone, it will come in at precisely 150 knots and 200 feet above the treetops. It rains a line of retardant up to 3/4 of a mile long and 60 feet wide. Customized software controls the tank doors to release the red liquid, also called mud, at a constant rate of flow.
You don't tend to think of airplanes like this turning steeply, because when you're riding them from L.A. to New York, they don't turn steeply, but they can.
The point is to slow down the fire long enough to give ground crews a chance to cut fire breaks using bulldozers, picks, and shovels.
That gives us time, more time, to put up that buffer zone.
That's Forest Service spokesman Lee Bentley at a firefighting base camp about 50 miles away. He says this is the first time he's seen two giant tankers used on the same fire. The first plane started flying in 2006, while the second debuted just last year. Bentley calls the big boy's impact tremendous.
I think it's one reason that Tuolumne City is still there. I really do.
All that muscle costs more than a conventional air tanker. Actual costs can vary by day, but officials on the Rim Fire are budgeting just over $12,000 an hour for the DC-10s, compared to $8,700 for its smaller cousins. Hatton argues that considering how much more mud the DC-10 drops per flight, it's actually a significant cost savings. He's hoping the Forest Service finds the big boys valuable enough to have him build more.
We'd like to build a fleet. We think the nation needs 6 or 7 or 8 of these aircraft.
Back at the airfield, Captain Kevin Hoff sits at a table in the cavernous, empty body of the plane, doing paperwork. He's already made 5 runs today. Among all the blazes he's seen, he says of the Rim Fire,
it rates right up there. I think everyone's in for a long haul here. Yeah, unless Mother Nature cooperates and dumps some rain on us.
Minutes later, the call comes for another run. Hoff fires up his engines, taxis down the runway, and takes off, heading again for the smoke storm that, even from here, makes this monster plane look small. For the California Report, I'm Grace Rubenstein.
You can see Grace's photos of the giant tankers at californiareport.org.